PM Wednesday, June 28th. We're going to start as a subcommittee, therefore we won't call the roll. Why don't we bring up our first appointee before us, which is Nathaniel Kirkman III. Please come up, Mr. Kirkman. Mr. Kirkman is a member of the California State Lottery Commission. If there's anyone that you'd like to introduce, please do so. You can speak to your person, and then we'll go to questions and answers from the committee members.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Honorable Senate Pro Tem and Senators, thank you for the opportunity to appear before you today. I'd like to take a moment to recognize and thank a few people who have been instrumental in instilling the importance of public service in my life and always supportive in my endeavors. I'd like to thank my parents, Nathaniel and Deborah Kirkman, my brother Khalil, my sisters Amina and Nisa, and their respective families who are all watching from home today. I'd also like to thank my dear and decades-long friends, Andrew Antwi and Terry Holloman, and I'd be remiss if I didn't thank my academic advisor from Pomona College, Professor Lauren Foster, who continues to stress the importance of service. It's been an honor to serve on the Lottery Commission for the last 3 years, or for the last 5 years, with 3 years as chair. I continue to enjoy the nature of the lottery business, the creative and integrity-driven thought that goes into selling lottery products, the hardworking employees led by Hugo Lopez, and most important, its mission to provide supplemental funding to California public schools. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kirkman. I see that you are an alum from the Claremont College.
Yes, sir.
Specifically, I was just there not too long ago, gave a speech at Claremont McKenna College and Pomona College. It was an event that folks came together. I'm an alum from Pitzer College.
Oh.
So we're right next to
absolutely
next to each other. So
make great sports teams.
And I think you just mentioned to Mr. Andrew Antwiep and Terry as
yes.
well. You know, and
Andrew and I were I first met Andrew when he was a high school senior, and I was a college freshman. He was a prospective student that stayed with me.
Okay, which high school was that?
He went to Ganesha High School in Pomona.
Okay. Oh, so he's from Pomona.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Fantastic. Okay. Why don't we start? We have a. Well, in fact, why don't we call the roll, Madam Speaker, so we can establish a quorum before us today.
Senators Atkins.
Here.
Atkins here. Berryhill. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. Canella. DeLeon.
Here.
DeLeon here.
Fantastic. We've established a quorum. We know that Mr. Vice Chair is on his way now, coming from a long committee hearing on JLAC. So. We have Mr. Colleagues, we have Mr. Nathaniel Kirkman III, member of the California State Lottery Commission. Why don't we start with Ms. Leyva?
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Good afternoon, Mr. Kirkman.
Good afternoon.
Very nice to have you here with us today.
Thank you for having
me. So, of course, I want to ask you a little bit about the money that's generated from the lottery that goes to schools.
Sure.
When I was first elected, it's funny what people want to ask you, and most people want to know, well, we have the lotto, so why do you have to allocate any money towards education? And if we look at what we allocate in the general fund to education and what the lottery actually puts in, which is much appreciated. It's woefully short of what we need to fund education in California, but folks just don't know that. So my question is, how are the decisions to spend the portion that's going to education? How is that decided?
Well, it's actually not decided.
Okay.
We are legislated to provide funding, supplemental funding for education. And so our increase in sales increases the dollar amount which gets provided to public schools.
So it's a portion or a percentage?
It's a portion.
Okay, but is that, so if it's 4 billion, I see it was 4 billion last year, so 1.5 went towards public education. If it was 5 billion, would it increase proportionally?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, very good, thank you. Mm-hmm. And my only other question is, how do we get millennials and the new generation excited about gambling? I'm just kidding. How do we get them to participate in the lottery?
Well, I think we're well on our way. The marketing teams at the lottery have done a great job in social media marketing. They do a great job with the website. And I think the increase in the web application, well, in the mobile application that allows you to scan your ticket for winners, et cetera, keeps and notifications of winning and those of numbers and those sorts of things are leading us right on the path to keep the audience of millennials.
I think you're right. They do love their phones.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Ms. Leyva. Ms. Atkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your reputation precedes you. I have no questions.
You.
I am happy to move the item if you want, Mr. Chair, or just wait until our other member gets here.
Thank you very much, Ms. Atkins. I will take that as a motion, but before we move on that motion, why don't we get those who are in support of today's nominee? Any folks in support? Those in opposition to today's nominee? No opposition as well. We do have a motion made by Ms. Atkins. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Berryhill. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Cannella. DeLeon.
Aye.
DeLeon, aye.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kirtman. We made this very easy for you. But I want to say congratulations. You have a majority of the votes that are required here today. We're going to allow, we'll keep the roll open for the other members to come in so they may add on to be supportive of you today. And I would say congratulations.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you.
Colleagues, let's go to file items number two through seven. File items number two through seven, if I can get a motion. We have a motion made by Ms. Leyva. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Berryhill. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Cannella. DeLeon.
Aye.
DeLeon, aye.
Motion passes on a 3-0 vote. We'll keep the roll open. Okay. So, Sergeant, so we can get the... okay. And Mr. Berryhill?
Okay.
Well, if we can get some confirmation one way or the other so we know if we're going to wait for him or not. Either way. Okay, we are honored by the presence of our vice chair who has bestowed us with his regalness. Thank you very much. Why don't we go to files, and we're going to lift the call. We're going to files item number one through seven, file items number one through seven. Madam Secretary, please lift the call.
Senators Berryhill, Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye.
Okay, motion passes. We're going to adjourn our rules committee hearing. We're going to go to executive session.